Whenever I'm feeling bad, I'm attracting unwanted.
While almost everyone is aware of how they feel in varying degrees, there are few who understand the important guidance that their feelings or emotions provide. In the most simple of terms, whenever you feel bad, you are in the process of attracting something that will not please you. Without exception, the reason for negative emotion is because you're focused upon something you do not want or upon the lack or absence of something that you do want. Many regard negative emotion as something unwanted, but we prefer to see it as important guidance to help you understand the direction of your focus, therefore the direction of your vibration, therefore the direction of what you are attracting. You could call it a warning bell because it certainly does give you a signal that lets you know that it's time to pivot. We prefer to call it a guiding bell. Your emotions are your guidance system to assist you in understanding what you are in the process of creating with every thought you think. Often people who are beginning to understand the power of thought and the importance of focusing upon good feeling subjects are embarrassed or even angry at themselves when they find themselves in the midst of negative emotion. But there's no reason to be angry at yourself for having a perfectly functioning guidance system. Whenever you become aware that you're feeling negative emotion, begin by complimenting yourself for being aware of your guidance, and then gently try to improve the feeling by choosing thoughts that feel better. We would call this a very subtle process of pivoting, whereby you gently choose better feeling thoughts. Whenever you feel negative emotion, you could say to yourself, "I'm feeling some negative emotion, which means I'm in the process of attracting something that I do not want. What is it that I do want?" Often, just acknowledging that you want to feel good will help turn your thoughts in a better feeling direction. But it is important to understand the distinction between wanting to feel good and not wanting to feel bad. Some people think that it's just two different ways of saying the same thing, when actually those two statements are exact opposite with huge vibrational differences. If you can begin to orient your thoughts by steadily looking for things that cause you to feel good, you will begin to develop patterns of thoughts or beliefs that will help you create magnificent, good-feeling lives.